Blog Talk Radio.
Boy.
Make a old man
All right. Let's get this show going. First and foremost, I want to welcome everybody to the Shake and Bake Grudge Talk Show. I got to play one song, but in the middle of this song, you know how I do it. I always got to put God first in everything we do. Always put God first in everything you do, people. If you don't, you won't be successful in nothing. God is the head of our lives. He's the creator. He made everything, so you got to give back. And when I do, what I do to give back is I always say grace before dinner, and I say a prayer before going to bed, and I say a prayer before. You got to put God, think of him all the time, people. All of you must. It is a must. So what we're going to do is we're going to play one of my favorite songs, and that's by Charlie Wilson. I'm blessed.
While I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out, and I'm going to testify, and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. White is fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. For soon the water got you acting like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder, ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes.
I'm blessed.
Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. Breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes.
Trying to get you to do something, you better not follow them, damn it, I swear.
Me too. Me too. All right, that was Charlie Wilson. I'm blessed. Very good song. Very good song. That brother Charlie Wilson been through some things before with his crack addiction. With all that money, he got messed up on crack. He was messing himself up, almost messed up his family. Man, he was about to lose his whole career with his money and singing. But he stopped and got God in his heart. And he promised that, Lord, if you just bring me through this, I'll shout you out every day of my life. And that's what he's been doing, and he's been staying with it. Did y'all know Charlie Wilson? Ooh, Charlie Wilson is an inspiration to me because the things that he go through, oh, man, let me tell you, the things that Charlie Wilson go through, dealing with them drugs, I imagine that's a big tour on his life. You know, them demons telling you to do this, do that, smoke this, smoke that, you know, spend up all your money. But nevertheless, you know, Charlie Wilson got some background history. For those that know the song, You Dropped the Bomb on Me, Baby, do y'all know where that come from? Ooh. Anybody knows where that song come from, You Dropped the Bomb on Me, Baby, hit the one button. Talk about it. Here on the Shake and Bake Grudge Talk Show. Another Sunday. Oh, man, there we go. There we go. We seeing some numbers and hands hanging up. But first and foremost, before we get to the hands, people, we need a quick prayer for one of my co-hosts. One of my co-hosts can't be on the show tonight and may not be on the show for a little while because I called him the other day to check on him. And Brother Unknown, and that's his name, Brother Unknown, is one of my co-hosts, a good friend of mine. When I called him, he told me he had COVID. And I said, oh, man, no, no. But I couldn't hear him too well because something was wrong where I couldn't understand some of the words coming out of his mouth. But he did say COVID, and then he said something about broken bone, I don't know. I'm just kind of hurt to hear this happening to him. But nevertheless, when something bad and tragic like this happens, people, we got to put it in God's hand. We're not powerful enough unless God deem it necessary to help him. But we have to go to God and pray for him and see to it that God will see to it that everything is okay. And before we get off the show, before we go any further, I got to do that because we all love Brother Unknown. He's known quite over this country. He comes on the show every Sunday and helps us out. And Brother Unknown is all the way from Maryland, this show enough to become part member. So we've got to give back to Brother Unknown. And we're going to say a quick prayer for him. Father God in heaven, I'm asking you to lay hands on my brother Unknown. Please, Father, look after him. See to it that the doctors do what they're supposed to. Make sure they don't do nothing wrong, nothing, no harm come to him. Father God in heaven, we know that we're your children, and we have to do and obey anything you tell us to do. And Father God, when we get sick, it's because something that been done wrong or either you taking us through a test. So whatever it may be, Father God in heaven, please see to it that he's okay and don't nothing come, no harm come to him. We need him back here on the show. We need him back here in our lives. He was a good inspiration to us. Father, we know that's your son and you can do anything you want. So Father God in heaven, please, we are asking you to look after Brother Unknown and see to it that he come back to us safe and unharmed and hope that everything turn out okay. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, all right, all right. We got some hands up. We're going to have to get these doors open so we can get this show rolling. But we got some Oh, man, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. We got some legends supposed to come on the show today, some more legends here in the motors. And they've been racing and been around for a long time, and we got to show them their respect. They have gave a lot to the race game. They have gave us something to look at, some races to watch. They put a lot of money and time in this, so we know they got some experience, and we come here to pick their brains today. But at the same time, we want to uplift them and show them how much we respect them, for they've been in the game longer than we are. We're always supposed to give our elders respect and our legends. So all the legends out there, hit the one button, and we're going to announce you. We're going to interview you, and we're going to thank you for all the racing and all the things that you have done. Okay, with that being said, let me get some of my co-hosts on here. I need to get my team together. 45-17, first three numbers, 734, last four, 45-17. Is that you, Brother Corey?
Yo, man, what's happening?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Trying to hang in there, man. Trying to recuperate.
I know, man. I know. It's rough out here, boy, sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. It's still bothering
me. Yeah. Just hang in there, man. When we at the bottom of our rope, we can't do nothing but face upward and come back up. As long as we got breath in our bodies and we're alive to talk, we'll bounce back up. Trust me. We will bounce back up.
Most definitely.
Let me get my other co-host on him. I got another co-host. I got one. Brother Unknown is all the way from Maryland on the East Coast. And I got another brother all the way from California. And, I need to play his song. I ain't played his song in a while. Corey. Here we go. Uh-oh. Better watch out, people. We got to get this fucking here. And my boy, all the way from California, come on in here, Teo.
What's going on, everybody?
What's happening? What's up with you, man?
Oh, you know, same old good stuff.
Bought another race vehicle. Huh?
Wait, no, I ain't saying nothing about the weather because I already heard Corey's on the radio on the show, so I ain't saying shit.
Don't shoot him now, Corey. Don't shoot him. He's holding up the white flag.
If you'd have called me in first, you might have caught me. But Corey got my address, so I ain't saying shit.
I heard that. What's going on? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. I'm sorry to hear about Brother Unknown, man. That kind of got me on the back, on my heels right now.
Yeah. I called him a couple, 3 days ago and just checking on him. And he told me, man, I couldn't hear him too well. It was some noise in the background and he was blabbling off. And he told me he had COVID. And I'm like, oh, we got to pray for him on the show, man. We got to.
You sure he didn't tell you that he snuck off to California and we was in the sun, and he said, you should come over? You sure you didn't hear that part?
I didn't hear that, man. I'm going to have to redial. Okay. We got another hand up, and then we're gonna bring the legend in here. 269. Wait a minute. Let me back up here. My doorbell ain't been working.
Better wire that up.
Let me see. I think the snow got it froze. What? There it go. Had to put a little water on it. Come on in here, Rick.
What's happening, gentlemen?
How you doing, brother?
Now I gotta be double careful because Rich has my address too, so I gotta be on my best behavior right now.
Yeah. That's like another guy I was just talking to on a live feed. Freaking Michigan guy races with my on the hashtag Team Nobody stuff with me. Some bitch is out in Arizona. 72 degrees, still daylight outside.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. I was freaking racing. I'm like, dude.
Say it loud, baby. Say it loud.
Get back up here.
72 degrees.
And daylight.
Man.
At 8 o'clock at night. What the hell?
Yeah, they 3 hours or is it 2 hours behind us, Sayo? 3 hours or 2 hours?
No, we 3 hours. We 3. No, they're like us, man. They're 3 hours.
Okay, so they 3 hours.
Well, they might
be 2
because they don't do daylight saving. They don't do daylight saving time in Arizona. They got their own rules. Arizona, Hawaii got their own rules.
Oh.
Well, they might be because I think they're an hour ahead of us right now. And then when there's no daylight saving time, then we're all on the same time. But we got that stuff out here. That's just West Coast shit.
Mm-hmm.
Careful, Tail.
I'm not saying my temperature. We talking about Arizona right now.
Okay. Now we didn't put all these quarters in the jukebox to talk about some 72 degree weather because we ain't getting it here.
Dang.
All right.
Wow.
Let's get on. We got some more hands up. First and foremost, let me tell y'all what we got going on. We got some more old legends. I shouldn't say old legends. We got some more legends that has popped up in our lives, and we want to acknowledge them, give them thanks, and congratulate them for sticking it out for so many years, showing us some racing. Just being part of the game is a big plus to me. I love when the legends come on, Mr. Willie, Drag, Mr. Five Speed, Doc James, any of them. When they come on and they get to talking, man, you know it's something positive behind what they say. And we just have to listen. So we've got a legend here. Let me get to his mic. We got a legend here that's about to come on the show. He goes by the name Macaroni. 248-9609. Is that you, Macaroni?
Yes, that's me.
Okay, we got your mic open. First and foremost, I want to welcome you to the Shake and Make Grudge Talk Show. Here, I got my co-host on here, Rich, Corey, Teo. We got one that's sick with COVID. And coming on the show, anytime somebody tell me that one of the old school guys has been racing for years, we want to acknowledge them and let them know how much we appreciate them. And we want to learn from you. You know, I know there's a lot of things you've been through. We want to take some of them. We want to take that baton and run with it too. So anything you got to teach us, tell us, stop us from doing wrong, please do so. Because we got some kids out here nowadays on these other shows that like to talk about your mama, talk about your daughter, do all this whiffing, huffing, and can on, and they ain't doing a doggone thing. We don't do that on this show. So first and foremost, I need you to tell us who you are, tell the audience who you are, what kind of car you got. Just give us a little summary of what you've been doing all these years, whose butt you kicked, that and so forth. You got the mic.
Well, I'm glad to be on the show. My name is Mac, and me and Mr. Carter, William Carter, we raced together. We used to be neighbors. We raced together for a lot of years, and I know a lot of guys, Mr. Willie and them down in Detroit, and we had a lot of fun out there, but I got out of it, and then the younger guys I tell right now, they start talking that the old school had to sit down and because they was taking over. They was taking over racing. And so I got back in and I built a couple more cars. Now I got a 7-8 Caprice and I got a Grand National. I can drive the Grand National on the streets. And it's readable. It's a pretty fast car. You know, and I got the, like I said, the 7-8 Caprice. I know Doc and all the guys around Detroit. Quite a few of the older guys know me, but the young generation don't. But mm-hmm. I always did race. When I did race, I didn't go out and race somebody unless I knew I had them beat. That was just me. I mean, I could not run everybody out there, and ain't nobody going to ever do that. But these young generation people, they come out there and they just start running their mouth and think they can beat everybody, but that ain't to be done. The fastest guy in the world, sooner or later, he's going to get beat.
And that's true.
That's the way I always race. That's the way I always race. If I go after somebody, I was going to win the race if the car didn't break.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad to be on the show, and I'm glad you guys accepted me to be on the show, to listen at the old legends and stuff around, and I'm really proud of it. And like I said, I go to church on Sunday now, and I change my life around. I give my life up to God, and I'm blessed, and I know I'm blessed by the grace of God. So I'm sorry about the bugger that he's got the COVID. What you're mm-hmm. talking about, and I would put him in my prayers that God would take care of it, and God, he's in God's hands.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Next.
Macaroni. Well, we want to. I'm again welcoming you to the show. Some of the guys might have some questions to ask you. I know I got a couple of them. I'm going to start it off. When did you start racing, Matt?
I started racing back in the 60s, back in 66, 65, somewhere in there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And did you ever go to Detroit Dragway?
Sibling Dix, I'd go there on Sunday, and then we'd go up at the same guy on the drag strip out Mount Clemens called Motor City. We used to go there Sunday night.
Hey, you know that track is still there? Well, that area is still there, that track?
We need to open that up. I remember when Houston had a little black Nova back there, and him and his wife, Connie. Hal Martin was a baby, and she had him. She was toting Hal Martin around on her hip.
Really?
That's right. Mr. Carter tell you about it. He knows about it, too. Yeah, Houston had a little black Nova, '72 Nova. And him and
mm-hmm.
Connie used to come to Motor City and on Sunday afternoon, Sunday nights, and Hal Martin, she was a little boy, and she was carrying him around on her hip.
Good God Almighty. Time didn't sure have passed. Harold Martin, you know when Houston died, we had his memorial service here on the show.
Okay.
And I called and got in contact with Harold and told him I'd like to do the show, a memorial on the show. And we didn't get a chance to prepare a whole lot, but he came on and he talked, did his biography. And the brother's a nice, he's a real cool guy. He's a real cool guy. He came on, talked to everybody. Everybody loved him. And then the next day, that night, he invited me up to his shop. You know he got a bunch of shops and a bunch
mm-hmm.
of dealerships. Well, he invited me up to his shop, and I go up there, and he took me around in the shop and showed me all 16 dynos, so chassis dynos, the machine shop. I was like, this brother got it going on. I say, man, goodness. But, yeah, he's a cool guy, real cool guy. I got a chance to meet Kim, his mother. His mother and Kim both came on the show. how they was kind of embarrassed and bashful to say anything, but they did come on the show.
All right.
And we had a real nice time. And every time Harold have a little party or something, a car show up at his shop, he always called me, invite me. And so that's how we became friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, you and Harold probably around the same age then.
Are you younger than
Harold? Yeah.
I don't know.
You and him should be
around
the same age.
Okay, so he probably about 60 or 61 too.
Yep, you and him about the same age then.
Okay. I wish we had the same money. Harold came on and told. He told us he was opening up a dealership in Memphis right around that time, and then he said he had another dealership or shop somewhere in another country. I think it was South America or Africa. I said, man, this brother got it going on.
He's a smart guy.
He is.
He's very smart. Yeah, when he invented that a fuel injected through General Motors when they first came out of the tail light, he invented that, and I tell you what, that's where he got it started. He was very, very smart.
Mm-hmm. The North Star fuel injection system.
Yep.
Yeah, he came on and told us that.
Yeah, I used to go down to his shop and talk to him a lot. He helped me out on my big tire car when I built that. I had a 7-second car where me and Carter did. I built a Camaro with a big motor in it, and we started running that quick 32 out at mile every Friday and Saturday, and me and Carter would qualify every time. We was in the field at just about every time, you know. So.
Oh yeah. Man, that's something else. So did you ever do any grudge racing?
Well, I was the type of guy, I didn't go picking on guys because I know I was facing what they were. That's something I never did.
Mm-hmm.
But if they come after me, and then it was a different situation. But I grudge raced with John that got the Firebird that he passed away to. The last race, Nitro John. I had a race with him. The last race I had, a good race with anybody, it was with John, Nitro John at Milan. I had two cars out there. I had two Mustangs out there. I had a Ford motor in one of them. And like I told John, I said, oh, we sick on our race, $500. I said, if I win, you pay me. And if you win, I'll pay you. I have a small tire car. He had a big tire car. He was talking about his daughter still got the car.
Mm-hmm.
And I beat him. Carter betted on me, too. And I beat him. And he come back around. And he come to my trailer, and he paid me. And shook my hand. But it ain't like that no more.
That's the way it should stay. That's
but it ain't like that no more, though. These guys want to fight, cheat, take the money, run with it. And I ain't into that. And I never will be into nothing like that.
Yeah. Well, part of this show, and the people that's on this show, condone none of that bull crap. If you bet a man, pay the man. If you lose, pay him.
Pay.
If you want to have some fun, you can laugh and joke, but your mama ain't got nothing to do with this race. Your daughter ain't got nothing to do with this race. You need to keep that stuff out of. You know, and I know some guys do a little cussing and carrying on, but if you can respect the other person, we can get along. And
that's
we don't condone none of that bull crap here on the show, and I'm not tolerating it. This is 2022. We're going to leave that stuff out of here. And we have a nice time. So when our group go to the racetrack, we guaranteed to have fun because we respect each other. Every guy that's on here as of right now that hear my voice are part of my team. We got no prep guys on the show, Macaroni. We got guys that do the no prep where they go to different locations, different states, and they race just like we did when we raced on the streets. They have fun. They have a big money pot. They have a big gathering, and it's never no bull crap. And one of the guys is on the show now. He's a co-host of mine, and he brings us all the information of the no prep so we can go over there and support them. And we're not playing no racist game. So all we want to do is race, see some racing, bet on some racing, and have some fun.
That's true. But the way we used to race years ago, if we race and I break my car before the race, we didn't pay each other. That's not pool to me. I betted on who had the fastest car.
True.
If I broke my car, like doing a time trial or something like that, I didn't lose my money. You didn't lose your money.
Right.
If I wanted to gamble, I'd go to the casino. I go to a card game or something back in them days if I wanted to gamble. That's gambling. That's still not proving to me that if I didn't run you and I lost my money, that still ain't proving to me who got the fastest car.
Who's the fastest car? Exactly. Exactly.
That's the whole thing. Who has got the fastest car? But these guys, now the younger guys, are put this into a gambling thing. They lock in, and if you break, I mean, I understand is that what they want to do. That's what they want to do, but I'm not into it. If you break, you can't show up, you lose your money. Back in the old days, the police used to come by me and Mr. Carter's house. I used to live right back of him. We had M59 there. The police used to come by there and ask us what time the race was going to be, how they wanted to be, who was going to win.
Yeah.
And Mr. Carter tell you the same thing. That's the way it used to be. But I can't change things. That ain't the way it is now, you know. So, I ain't trying to change it. You know, so with this younger generation people.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to let them push us off to the side, Matt. We're going to still do what's right. And if they get up in our face, we're going to tell them what's right. And we ain't tolerating none of they bull crap. But we're going to stand strong about this, and because there's some people that agree with us because they've been involved in that. Oh, do you know Melvin Coney?
Melvin Coney. No, I don't. What's the guy named? Melvin
Coney.
He
got that ponytail. He got the ponytail.
Yeah, I know him.
Yeah. Okay. Well, he's been on the show for the past 3 years, but just last year was one of the worst times, I think, of his life. They took him for $5,000, Macaroni. They took him for $5,000.
Took him for $5,000?
Yeah. $5,000, yeah.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I knew Tony Butts, Abe, all them guys. Abe, Tony Butts, all them guys. I knew all them guys.
Yeah.
Text.
Matter of fact, let me see if I can reach Tony Butts. He sometimes comes on the show and listens. Let me see if I can reach him. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, because I hadn't heard nothing. I would ask somebody about Tony Butts the other day.
Let me see. I got his number somewhere. Right here. Hold on 1 second, people.
So what's everybody else got going on? I just bought another car.
Is it a Vega?
Actually,
Actually, a truck. No, I got an S10.
Oh. Square body one?
But, no, no, round 97. It's actually a Sonoma. Oh, okay. It's got an S10 front end.
Gotcha.
But I'm trying to explain
what are you going
to
do
that
with that?
Sonoma. Well, you know, it's up in the air. But I got a couple combinations I'm thinking of right now.
Well, combos
or
are always up in the air. But what style are you going to use it for?
Well, they have a couple things out here. You know, starting to get a little. You know, that no prep is starting to get kind of big out here. And, you know, it's an all-steel body truck.
Yep.
And I'm debating on doing a little pro charger on it.
Well, staying small.
But
tire,
then,
I
but then, yeah, oh, yeah. But then I saw something that just caught my eye, and I'm already got the getting ready to get the truck up for sale because I want this car instead. I don't know if you saw it or not. I was down in Florida. It's a Toyota Starlet. It had a big block and a power glide in it, but, you know, they can keep that shit.
Just
but,
so you can be different?
Different. You know me, man. I got to be light.
Different.
And, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll get some Chevette things on it and stick them on it and let everybody think it was some of an older version of a Chevette. But it's about that size. It's the itty bitty thing. On 28. My dad, 28.10.5.
Okay.
But I've been
I'm back now. Sorry to break you up there, Tayo. I just tried calling Tony, but he didn't answer. He might call me back. If I just left him a message, he might call me back. But
okay, that's good.
I'm going to try to get him on the show either tonight or next week. That's another legend that's been around for a good little while. But tell me something, Mac. What do you like to be called, Mac or Macaroni, or does it really matter?
It don't matter. I answer by both of them.
Okay. All right, Mac. Because we had Brother Doc. What is it? Noise keep coming from. Okay. We've had several guys on this show. We had a lot of legends on here. So we just rounded up, gathering all the ones we can. So are you still racing as of now?
For me?
Yeah.
Well, I just got back into it last year. First time out in my I got a big heavy Caprice, two-door. I broke a motor first time out, and then I built this Grand National. Late in the season, I had it out, but now I got it. I got both cars all ready to go right now. When the season opens, both cars are ready to go again.
Okay. So what areas are you going to race in? You going to race in bracket class? You going to do some grudge racing or what?
Just strictly, I ain't planning on racing in no bracket classes. I don't know. I might put my big car in there. But mostly probably I get into good racing out at Milan. I love Milan Drag Strip. Lapeer, I don't like the walls. You know, I go there, but I used to go to Lapeer the first day that track opened. I was there. The first day he opened that track, I was there with a 1966 Chevelle. It was a 396 with a 375 horsepower motor there. It was running in 12s. back then. If you were running in the 12s back then, you had a pretty good car, you know what I mean?
Yeah, in the 60s. Yeah,
back there. But I hear Milan was opening back up.
Yeah.
And
yeah, they'll be
that's
open.
Why,
they'll
that's
be
probably why I'll be doing all my racing at Myron, 131, Upley. I used to race Upley all around. So I'll be doing a little traveling this time. I'm going south, too. I'm going to go south.
Okay. Well, this is a show you need to be on to listen because we find out what race is going on. We just missed the last and the biggest race of the year. In Orlando, Florida.
Yep.
That is
yep,
the Super
I was planning
Bowl
on going.
Of all races. That is mm-hmm. the Super Bowl of all races. Baldy puts the race on. It's usually the between about the second week of December, usually right around about the 12th. And everybody all over the country comes there. You remember,
mm-hmm.
did you ever go to the Black Sundays we had in St. Louis years ago?
No, I never been. I never went. I sold my car. I sold both cars, and I got out of the race, and I had a 10.5 Derby car. I sold Squinchy, it was named Hot Salt. He named that car Hot Salt.
Yep, I seen.
And I sold my big tire Camaro went to New York or somewhere. And like I said, I've been out of all these years up until last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I used to go down to Hattiesburg, Mississippi, down there at Fat Tuesdays, just about every year when I was into it. I had a 63 Sprint running a Corvette one time, too, a big type car.
Okay.
A pretty fast car, yeah.
Well, me and Corey on the line with us right now. And Corey will tell you, when we used to go down to Fat Tuesday, oh, man, it seemed like that was the biggest hustle. The biggest race,
yep.
The biggest thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when the Motor
yeah.
City used to go down there in Chicago, too, man, we terrorized a lot of people. There's a brother. Now, I'm from Arkansas originally, born and raised. I went back home one day and seen a guy had a transmission shop, went in there and talked with him. And he rebuilt transmission. Come to find out, he remembered he was there at Fat Tuesday when Detroit came down there and terrorized. He remembered it. Oh, y'all boys up there in Detroit, y'all got some fast cars, and y'all, he's talking. And he remembered it.
Well, that's good.
So he's got he still got his car, but he's a little sickly now. And I don't know if he's going to get back in it. He's probably going to have to get him a driver because his back is messed up. But he still got his car. And I'm going to ask him, is he still talking about selling it or is he going to keep it? Because they was talking about putting up a racetrack in his city or in our city. And the car is pretty. It's pretty as heck. It's a Firebird, and I like it.
Okay.
So he might be getting rid of it like little nothing. You know how people do when they get out the race game, and just give them away.
Right. Well, that's what I did too when I got out. I had a lot of money invested, but I went out and I got out. Now I'm back. Now I'm spending a lot more money again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ain't like it used to be. Things is crippled. Prices on part race car parts now it's tripping.
Yeah. Everything that went sky high. You know they had talked about tearing that track down Fat Tuesday. And they was gonna build a road or highway or freeway or something through there. And that was the talk. But because we had stopped going to the Fat Tuesday quite a few years ago.
Well, and they closed Hattiesburg down. They closed it down. They closed the track down.
Yeah, and they was gonna tear it down and build a road through there. But then they canceled on it. So whether or not they still racing there or not, I don't know.
No, they not. My hometown is not too far from there. My little cousin down there race all the time. They ain't racing in Hattiesburg no more. They're racing somewhere else. They got another track somewhere else down there. I forget what the name of the little town. Little Tony goes down there a lot.
Is it Holly Springs? Holly
Springs.
Holly
Springs.
Holly
Springs. That's it. Yeah.
That's the 901 Bad Boys.
Yeah, Little Tony goes there every year too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Holly Springs.
Yeah, that's where we. Now that's another place we go to every. He have a race there. This guy named Whit throws a race there, Matt. They call it Trick or Treat. It's right around the
mm-hmm.
same time we do Halloween Classic in Norwalk.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped going to Norwalk because I'll be too damn cold. I can leave here and go down there and be T-shirt weather.
Well, I stopped going to Norwalk, too, back years ago. I quit going because the Halloween Classic, because every year it is either snow or rain or something other, and they wouldn't let us run nothing. It rained this out. Then they shorten the race to an eighth of a mile to a quarter mile.
Yep.
So I quit going.
Yeah.
But I used to take a motorhome and stay down there 3 or 4 days down in Norwalk when they first started up. I mean, we used to go down there, but I give it up, you know.
Okay. Hey, Corey. 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 You still got your ears on? He probably didn't click over on another line. Hey, Tao.
He's probably outside shoveling snow right now to put it in a box and send it out here to California is what he's doing.
Well, I sure can send you a lot of it.
I got a cooler, Mac. We can double up and put a lot of it and pack it in there for it.
Well, I got it piled up right now outside of my driveway about 7, 8, or 9, 10 feet high, piled up.
Mm.
Oh, my Lord.
So how much you want, Tao? 2 scoops?
None.
What you going to say? 2 scoops?
Yeah, I got a snow plow in there. That's what I do on my retirement. I plow snow for a living.
Okay.
I got a 2005 2500 with a plow on it with a salt spreader in the bed of it.
A Ford, Chevy?
Chevy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You got a salt spreader too?
Yep, got a salt spreader. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I used to do that stuff a long time ago when we used to get snow. But the truck ain't running. The snow plow sitting off to the side. My salt shaker's sitting off to the side. So every time I get ready to fix it, we don't have no snow. And I'll be like,
mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Well, you know what I did? I start getting contracts. Like last year, I had a couple of jobs last year. I signed a contract with a guy like for, I think it was $6,500. And last year, I plowed it 3 times. Because we wasn't getting
what?
No snow. I plowed it 3 times. It was a blessing, brother, believe me.
But that's good on you, though.
Right, but this year now, I got the same contract, but I've applied it about 4 times.
Yeah.
But that's okay. You know, it's a blessing. I still make money. I'm still making money off of it, but that first year I signed that contract 3 times, that was it. But I've applied it 4 times this year.
Okay.
And I still ain't done, probably. But that's okay, though, you know, but something to do.
So let me ask you a question, Matt. you remember when we used to race in the streets? Back in the day, we'd just go to a certain area, and two guys would line up, and there'd be a bunch of people hanging around. You remember when we used to race street race?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Every time I bring up street racing, I gotta, cause this show, these shows are recorded. I gotta say, this show, Shake and Bake Grudge Talk Show, do not condone street racing. No form, no way, no how. But anyway, you remember back in the day when we used to street race? Did you ever put any VHT down?
No, we didn't.
So you just do a little quick burnout, back up, get back in the
groove. We didn't even put the water down, none. We just go out there and make a couple of burnouts and somebody line you up and you go.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. Oh, man. Richton jumped off the show again. But anyway, what I was getting at is,
you know what, Shake? You know what, Shake, though? Because something's knocking us off. Because I got knocked off. Something was knocking off. I got this high static noise, and it knocked me off. You probably bounced back in.
Okay. Both of y'all got iPhones, don't you?
Yeah.
That ain't the problem.
We used to go down Telegraph, way down Telegraph there somewhere. You remember this white boy they used to call Heidi?
Heidi?
The white Chevelle. Yeah.
That don't ring a bell to me.
Yeah, he had a fast car. Yeah, he had a fast car, too. I had a black Chevelle, too. And we used to go way down Telegraph. I forget, way down Telegraph there somewhere. We used to go down there and race a lot.
Okay. Your mic is back.
Norfelt, and Shorty, and all them guys knew about it because they the one turned us on to it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I was saying was, because y'all didn't ever put no VHT down, no water, that street racing that we used to do, the only thing that really stopped us from doing it was the police got a little on our butts, too much.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
We didn't want to take a chance on losing our cars or they taking our cars, so we started going to the track.
Right.
We was going to Lapeer first. A lot of the guys in my area. We was going to Lapeer first, and we was going way out there, and then we started going to Milan. All we had to do was pay a little fee to get in and go race. And we had to look over our shoulders for the police, and we had a nice time. Well, the street racing is still here. What they call it, no prep now. And a lot of my white friends is into the no prep, and I mean they are having a ball at it. The first no prep race, when is it, Rich? It's going to be April the 10th at Mentone.
April 8th, Big End Banger at Muncie. April 9th, Milan Dragway. April 10th. Mentone Airport.
Okay, on the 9th, I'll be at Milan, and on the 10th, I'm going to Mentone, which is not far.
That's
from
in April?
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Okay, and the one at Mentone.
Racing or watching?
I'll bring my big Impala. Yeah.
Now, have you ever thought about considering doing no prep?
It's all right with me. I'm fine with it.
Oh, sure. Things,
well, the race at Milan's at the top end, too, Mac.
Huh?
The race
Milan's
at Milan's
what now?
Is not, it's backwards. They either starting at the finish line and going on down to the shutdown, or they start to shut down and come back. It's not the normal starting line. It's no prep. It's shit surfaces, no power, tune the car and drive the shit out of it.
Now, macaroni, if that scares you, which it might scare some people, the race in Mentone is going to be at an airport. It's an open airport. Mm-hmm. And you ain't got to worry about hitting the walls and running into the bleachers or the Christmas tree.
Hmm. Yeah, Mac, if you want to look at what the Milan stuff's got, go to Detroit Hood TV.
Mm-hmm.
Their webpage, they're the one that put on the PYOPs down there and at Onondaga. All the rules, classes, all that stuff's on that page.
Okay.
Yeah. And we got a new track, Matt.
Okay.
Close by. It's Onondaga. That's like probably about what, 30 minutes past Milan, Rich?
Oh,
coming
no.
From Detroit.
It takes you longer than that to drive up here, don't it?
No. It's an hour. No, I said 30 minutes past Milan, so that would be an hour. It's about an hour 30. Hour and 30 minutes from Detroit, Matt. But they do.
Well,
they
I hear somebody saying something about a track in Onondaga. That's not too far. That's not too far from where I live at. I live in over by Fenton, Michigan.
Fenton, Michigan.
Yeah, in Holly. That's where I live, in a little town called Holly.
Is that?
Yeah, you're
only
45 minutes.
I'm only 45 minutes from what you're talking about in Onondaga, because, like I said, I live in Fenton. Over by Fenton, Michigan, a little town called Holly. I don't live in Pontiac.
Oh, yeah, I know where Holly at. Yeah, I know where
Holly at. I live by exit 101 right off 75 there by the truck stop.
Okay.
How far are you, Mac, from, like, Eaton Rapids?
Eaton Rapids, that's going up by Grand Rapids,
like
up that way?
South of Lansing. Yeah, south of Lansing.
Yeah, I can be in Lansing. I can drive to Lansing in probably 40 minutes.
Oh, well, then you're probably an hour and a half down to Onondaga, because it's another half hour south of Lansing to get to Onondaga.
Okay. Yeah.
But if he's from over there near Holland, Holland ain't far.
Well, see,
I go
69.
Text.
What?
Yeah, you want
127?
Yeah, it's off 127.
Okay, go ahead.
Onondaga is west of 127.
That's true.
When you get off 127, what is it, 15 miles maybe? 10 miles, 15 miles over to Onondaga, Jake?
No, it's less than that. It's less than that. It ain't going more about 5 or 6 miles.
But see, when I get ready to go to Lansing, I go right up 75 from my house. My house is right by 75. I go 75 to 69.
Okay.
69 take me right into Lansing.
Okay. Now you want to come up on 127 and go south.
Go south on 127.
Right into.
Okay.
Yeah, so you don't go all the way to Lansing. You just go 127 and then go south.
And go south, right. Yeah, because I got a friend live in what's called? That's where he's been going to, Onondaga.
Onondaga, yeah.
Yeah, the same guy I bought my Grand National for a day. He lives in Linden, Michigan. He goes over to Onondaga. That's where he goes at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they do. Hey, they. If correct me if I'm wrong, Rich. They gonna Woody gonna just do no prep? He ain't gonna do no nothing else.
Not 100% sure how all that's gonna work, because Woody is not running the track anymore. He's got a track manager. because the scuttlebutt is that Woody bought another track down in Illinois. So he's got somebody else that's going to run it, but he does want to make it the premier no prep track in Michigan. So not really sure. I know they're going to scrape the whole track before every no prep event, so he may still run some prep stuff, bracket race type deal on off weekends.
Oh, so that's up in the air. It's looking forward to being a no prep, but you know it's still gonna be a lot of people want to go and do some grudge racing or whatever.
Right, because Mike from Detroit Hood TV is putting on his event up there once a month.
Mm-hmm.
But Woody also talked about getting another promoter to do another no prep event possibly. So he's doing two a month instead of one. So there's still a few things up in here.
Okay. All right. So we got that track of Macaroni. That's gonna probably be the premier no prep.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna probably be the premier no prep track. Now we found another track we go to. It's called US 42 in Ohio. 2 hour drive. Young Money rents that track, and they throw a race there.
Is that down by Cedar Point?
Yeah. Yes, it is. So they are Cedar Point and Norwalk, and 42 is all real close, so it's about 2 hour drive, 2 hour 10,
mm-hmm.
2 hours and 10 minutes.
Right.
And then we still go to US 41, which is Morocco, Indiana, where Chicago's main, where all the Chicago guys go.
Right.
Which they run one event a month backwards too.
And who gives that, Rich?
Brian Rappel and shit, I can't think of the other guy's name. It's the Streetcar Brawl. If you look at US 41's events, Streetcar Brawl stuff.
Okay.
Now, what do you mean they run it backwards?
They go all the way to the end of the track, do the burnout, the starting line, and you run back towards the starting line of the original track.
They go to the end of the track, you do your burnout, and you run back the other way.
Correct. Yeah. If you've ever been to 41, you ever raced at 41?
No.
Now I can say, because if you go all the way to the end of 41 to the last turnoff road, that's the staging lanes, and the starting line's right there to come back towards the original tower and everything.
Come back.
They run it backwards.
What they're doing is they want to prep the surface as far as from prep as possible.
Right.
So they go down there and get all the dirt.
They go down there and start back.
Yeah.
So whoever's got the best chassis and justice to go down the track is gonna. That's the main thing, right?
There you go. Now you warming up. You gotta have a good suspension to put that power to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna try it. That's for sure. Yep, I'm going to try it. I got a big old heavy car, so it should hook.
And we got a guy that's on the show that's got a truck, a S15. He might dib and dabble a little bit. That's Phil. Phil might do some little dibbling and dabbling. We got Greg Williams. You know the Hornet, the green Corvette? You might have seen him. He's going to do a little no prep. I talked with him early today. And we got Hamilton Mike. Hamilton Mike got a Malibu. He got two Malibus. One he going to use for grudge racing and another for no prep. So here on the show, we do a little huddling together. We find out who's going to do some no prep, who's going to do some grudging. And we find out, we get them to go, we find out what track they're going to be at and get them locked in, and they go race. We try to keep the bull crap down from here on out on this show with the lock-in. I don't think we're going to have no problem with the no prep. But the stuff that happened to Melvin last year, Macaroni, $5,000. Well, you know these, like you were saying, these young kids, these new kids, is doing so much trickery. Well, they you get caught up in some of their trickery, you can lose all your money.
You sure can.
And
that's
ain't no fun in that, not tricking somebody out of their money.
They ain't gonna get me.
You mess with the wrong person, you're going to start a fight. And then what comes behind a fight?
You're right. Guns and stuff like that. And I don't need it.
Yeah. So to lose $5,000, I've always told myself, if somebody beat me out of $200, I'm going to fight. But $5,000, that's talking kill words now.
Yeah.
But anyway, I use Melvin as an example so we can learn from it, not to mess with him, pick with him, or turn him any. But that was a good example of some straight up street hustling, and he got hustled. So
yeah, he got hustled.
So now the guys that did it says that, oh, we forgot. We fucked up. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. Nevertheless, a guy lost his money. Did they make it right? No. No. So, in the end, somebody got hustled.
Yep.
And we want to prevent that stuff. So, if somebody come on here talking about, I want to run you, Macaroni, they got to go through me first.
Right.
You understand me? Before anybody come on here talking about they want to run Rich, they got to go through me first.
They got to come through you.
I know they character. If I don't, we're going to make sure we have the right DT man. And the money is going to be up front. And we're going to go by the rules.
Right.
The rules that we make. Because the next time something happens like that, man, it's going to be some foul play. I know it is, but it won't be. It won't be on this show.
Yep. I'm asking a question. You know the guy that lived down in Detroit. He run a Ford. He wears a cowboy hat and the boots all the time. What's his name?
Oh, Mr. Clean. Mr. Clean.
Mr. Clean. Mr. Clean. That's him.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I need to get somebody to check on him. Mr. Clean, rumors was that Mr. Clean had COVID about a month or so ago. Corey, are you on the line, Corey? Or are you in the refrigerator? Did you hear anything else about Mr. Clean?
No. No, I don't know.
No.
I ain't hear no more about it.
It's Corey here. Are you a Houston grandson?
Different Corey.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Different Corey. All right. This guy.
Would you
guy
just ask him?
Hold on, y'all.
Would you just ask him back then?
I just asked him, was he Houston grandson? Oh, okay.
What you trying to say, Rick? What you trying to say?
Nothing. I honestly did not hear what he said. I just wondered.
Oh, Okay. Okay. All right, Phil, your mic is open, but you got some background noise. Can you step closer to the
door?
Yeah,
no. Hey, can y'all? Shit. I got a whole bunch of background noise. Give me a second.
Are you stirring the pot? Can you move away?
Trying to. Hold on a minute.
Yeah, because we trying to find out some more about Mr. Clean. Is he okay? Is he...
Well, I don't really know about Mr. Clean. Well, actually, yeah, he's doing fine. I talked to Robert, and he talked to Mr. Clean. He said he's at home now, but he can't stay on the phone long. You know, it's kind of short-winded.
Okay.
And on that note, I want to send a prayer out to Robert Wilson because he is back in the hospital.
Oh, man.
He had a blood clot in his arm. And he had a blood clot in his arm, and they got it just in time, and he was also bleeding in his arm. And he said it was so doggone big, didn't look like he is. So he got rushed to the hospital. They don't know. I mean, they caught everything. They drained everything, but they might have to go back in him to figure out what's going on. They don't know exactly when or if they're going to do it or not. He said he'll find that answer maybe Monday or Tuesday. But I just want to, you know, send a shout-out, send a prayer out to Robert Wilson because he I usually talk to him like damn near every day, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I haven't called him. I mean, he called me once, and then that was like a whole week and it went by and I ain't hear anything. So he was in the hospital and he's in good spirits, but you know, he's just glad that he caught it in time enough because he was bleeding internally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate to hear all that. So what was the deal with Nate? I know they just buried his wife.
That's basically it. I mean, I ain't talked to him, but I text him. He's doing okay. You know, he's trying to do the best he can now, you know. You know, he has his own business and everything, and he's got to raise his kids by himself now, you know. His wife is not there anymore, and that's a big pill to swallow, you know.
He's still driving a semi-truck?
Yeah, he's still driving.
Well, that's going to be hard because that takes you away from the kids and your family.
Exactly. I know he's not usually, like, out, like, you know, like weeks at a time and nothing like that. You know, he usually comes back that night or that evening, something like that, you know.
Uh-huh.
But his son's got to be a teenager now. So if anything, you know, he'll look after, you know, the little ones and everything. But
yeah.
I did text him and everything. He said he's doing fine and, you know, thanks for the support and everything. But it's just, you know, hey, this COVID stuff, man, it's just a hard pill to swallow.
Okay. Macaroni, you asked about Mr. Clean. Was there any specific reason?
I know him, and we used to go to the pier a lot in olden days, and I sold him a golf cart one time, and I seen him, like, this summer up at the pier for the first time in 5 or 6 years I seen him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely doing better now. So that's, you know, that's a blessing.
Well, that's a blessing. That's a blessing.
He's just slowly taking it easy now. You know, and that's another thing, because, you know, he's trying to figure out, you know, what's going on at the shop or whatever. He's like, they're like, man, look here, man. You just got out of the hospital, and, you know, your lungs ain't fully developed like they're supposed to be yet, so you need to just chill out and figure that out right now, you know. Other stuff is going to come later. Yeah, man, send a prayer out to him also.
Yes, well, the man up above, that's the man you got to put it in his hand.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, when I talked to Robert, that's the same thing he said. Hey, you got to put it in the good Lord's hands. He said, he know best.
Yep. He knows best.
And it always kind of, you know, it always kind of gets to me because he is up in age. He's 78 years old and stuff, and... And he, the first thing he says, hey, anything could happen. You just say, keep it in the good Lord's hand. He knows best.
Yep. I'm a firm believer of that.
Mm-hmm.
You're
right.
I just called Mr. Clean, and I left a voice message. Hopefully he'll call me back.
I sent you a message.
Right,
if he call you back, tell him Macaroni, the guy that he bought the golf cart for, live up in the holidays, friend. We put him on the prayer list, okay?
Okay. Most definitely.
I'm going on mute, y'all, so I'm still going to be over here.
Are you
I'm gonna have to get off, man. I gotta get up in the morning and go to the doctor. They gotta put a brace on my back. So, but it's nice talking to all you guys, and I'll be seeing y'all in the future. I hope meeting y'all face to face, and y'all take care. May God bless all of y'all.
Hey,
same here.
Hold on 1 second, Macaron.
Okay.
Y'all still on?
Yes.
Rich.
Yeah, we're here, Corey.
Oh, God. What's up, Rich?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just waiting for the weather to change so we can get out and do our thing.
Oh, yeah. It'll be that time soon.
Not soon enough.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'll be out this year.
Yeah, I'm really... want to get the car tested and get some events under my belt. We got our first team event for TV on May 21st.
Hey,
so.
Yes, sir.
Oh yeah.
I got one of your buddies that finally answered. He called himself. He think he fast, but his front tires like to go up in the air all the time. And
he went in there.
By the name, yeah, his front tires like to go up in the air all the time. He like to show his skirt on his little race car. His name is Doc J.
Oh, yeah, that's my buddy there.
What up, Doc?
Hey, I'm all right. How are you doing?
What's going on, Doc?
I'm all right, man.
I'm gonna get a hold of that Firebird. I'm gonna get a hold of that Firebird this summer.
What Firebird? John.
Nice to John Firebird and Roshan.
Oh yeah. Mhm.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you gonna get hold to him, huh?
I'm gonna get a hold to both of them. Yeah, both of them.
Who that? The Firebird,
yep.
And who else?
And that Roshan Malibu.
Oh, you ain't gonna get hold of him. No,
why not, Doc?
Huh?
Why not, Doc?
He ain't gonna do nothing.
Oh, he just likes to get up into the camera and won't say nothing.
Talk a lot of trash, I know that.
Oh man.
He called me last week, Doc, he called me last week wanting to buy a motor, wanting to buy a big block. I said, I ain't got nothing for sale.
Yeah, he want one.
He called me last week wanting to know what did I do. I said, I ain't got nothing for sale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he need one.
Know. Well, that's up to him. Let him keep on trying to shoot 600.
So you say that 600 got to go somewhere, huh?
Listen, these young guys just out there and think they can, like, quick, daddy quick, they call him. They want to shoot 600 or 700 a nitrogen or small block motors or any motor, and they think they can shoot them. You can only get so many runs on the motor if you're shooting that kind of nitrous in the motor. It ain't going to last. Nitrous hard on the motor. And they think they
yeah.
keep on shooting them. They think they're going to keep on shooting them and don't freshen them up. And then when they blow up, then they got a problem.
They ain't got nothing but crumbs left.
They ain't got nothing but crumbs left.
You take it to the machine shop. He's like, I can't do nothing with this. Everything's in pieces.
Mm-hmm.
They believe in that nitrous. They don't understand these guys out there that got their own machine shop, rebuild their own motors. Like Doc can do his motor. If he keeps shooting here, and Doc know what to do, he gonna put it out and freshen it back up and then go back out. But them boys, every time they pull to the line, they want to shoot 600. They want to do this. They want to shoot this. Yeah, you go ahead. That nitrous will keep you broke. I know that.
Yeah, you got
it. They'll keep them motors broke, that's for sure.
It sure will.
Yeah, they're going to be at the ATM
machine
quite a bit.
Broke
him, right a bit.
So will. Like I said, I got a 9-sucker street car. I can drive it on this street and hit wheel run in the 9.
Uh-huh.
And I can drive it. I can drive it anywhere I want. I can drive it anywhere I want to drive it. Yes, sir. That's all I want.
Hey, Rick. Got a question to ask you.
Yes.
In the no prep world, in y'all's no prep world, if I decide to want to raise Brent, first round call out, do y'all do that?
Some events do, but not all allow it.
Is there a reason why they don't allow it?
To keep the BS, like you were talking earlier, out.
Well, first round call
people
out.
Can't
if I
call
decide,
out
to want to run, decide to want to race Doc James on the first car, we still going by the no prep rules. It's just we get up there first, and me and Doc can do some betting amongst ourselves. So,
yeah, and I expect some groups do, but you got these guys that want to call out ducks. Or buddies that are broke, or buddies that can't make the trip, or so there's events that won't let that stuff happen. They make everybody draw. But if you're doing like Detroit Hood TV stuff, the PYOP at Onondaga or Milan, then he allows first
yeah,
round call outs.
Yeah, and I can see maybe being one or two, just to keep everything copacetic. But I just wanted to know, at one of the Onondaga races or the no prep races, and I just got an itch to whoop their butt, I might want to side put them in the first round call out.
I got one. There's only one guy on the planet that I will ever call out, and he shows up at any event or all the events. I'm going to call him out first round every single time.
There you go. There you go. Get that chip off your shoulder, won't it, Macaroni?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Oh, man. You know how we go to bed at night, and for months, I'm going to get that sucker. I'm going to tag, but he can't beat me. I'm wait till I see him. Wait till I see him. That's the way to get him.
There ain't no doubt that I'm going to walk right out of his life, but I want to embarrass him before he takes his car home and never brings his son of a bitch back out.
You going to do what, Rich?
You heard exactly what I said.
I like to hear you say it. You going to do what? You going to embarrass him.
He's going to go home and put his car on Marketplace just to get rid of it.
But that's part of the fun, though. If you get bragging rights now and you just beat that guy, now you can walk around with the crown. And one of the things, Matt, Doc, I liked about Down South, they tend to have when you get in a race, grudge race with somebody. Oh, I don't even know if I should say this, but anyway, they tend to have belts. If you win a race or an event, you walk away with a belt or a trophy. And Doc Jane got a whole lot of trophies at his shop. I've seen that.
I used to have a lot of them, but I boxed them up and throw them in the garbage.
Oh, man.
My ex-wife. When I was married, my wife told me, don't bring a nothing in the house.
Damn. You could have brought them over.
They was all over the living room, everywhere in the house, in the living room. She said, don't bring no more here.
Well.
I just give you an excuse to build a new barn.
That was back in the old days, back down at old Simpson Dix Detroit Raceway. When you win a race down there, they'd give you you got a trophy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
All you get now is a check, or not even a check. You just get a stack of cash.
Well, that's better than a trophy to me. I can use that cash.
Right. Detroit, Edison don't take no trophies, nor do the gas.
They don't. Yes, sir.
Well, that's what's up.
Yeah, I just want to have some fun. And that's it. No arguing, just fun.
Well, like I say, We're gonna keep all the race reports here on the show. Where we going next month? Where we going this month? And you'll hear it on the show, because sometimes we have the promoters come on the show. Matter of fact, it's another race. If you like traveling, Matt, Bobby Cole having a race at Memphis Motorsport Park in Memphis, the 24th and 25th of April. The weather would be good, but that's a pretty good race. A lot of the guys from Detroit, Chicago, and down south meet up there.
Okay.
So you writing that down, Doc?
Who, me? I can remember.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So come April, we got the Autorama. At the I'm going to still call it the Cobo Hall, but it's the TCF, what is it, TCF Bank, TCF Bank Center. That's coming up March the what is it, the 4th, 5th, and 6th? That weekend in March. So y'all got that?
Got
yep,
it.
4th, 5th, and 6th.
Okay, Autorama. All right.
Text.
Macaroni, if you got to go, you got to go. If not, you can stick around.
Yeah, I'm going to go. I got to get up with the doctor in the morning. So I will, like I said, nice talking to you guys. May God bless all of y'all, and I'll get with y'all next weekend.
All right. We're looking forward to seeing you, man. What's the name? Was supposed to have been on here. Jameson.
Carter.
Mr.
Who?
Jameson. Jameson. Mr. Quick. Or they called him Quick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Daddy Quick, they called him.
Yeah. I talked to him right before the show, but I think he was having problems dialing a number or something. But
yeah.
Oh, well.
He's going to talk a lot of trash. I already know. He called me last week from Alabama and telling me what all he's going to do to me. He's going to come to Detroit, and he from Alabama, he's going to beat everybody in Pontiac, and then he's going to start out in Detroit. He's going to beat everybody in Detroit. So I already know that ain't happening. So he ain't going to beat nobody. All he's going to do is talk trash, and he's one of them young generation peoples, and all he's going to do is talk trash. I already know.
Well, this is my first time talking to him.
Well,
and,
I'm telling
Carter,
you, what are you going to do?
Mr. Carter gave me his number and told him to call me. Told me to call him. Mm-hmm. And he said he moved from Alabama back here to Detroit. But first
that's
he
what
moved
he said.
Down
back,
there and
back in Pontiac. Right.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll get a chance to talk with him next week. And we got plenty of ice out here to cool him down.
Well, that's what's going to have to happen to him. I already know what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I talked with him for a minute on the phone. I can peep his game so far. But what kind of car do he have, or do he have a car?
He's got a Monte Carlo, I think.
Okay. Well, when he come on the show, I'm going to introduce him to some tracks, some grudge racing. No preparation, and see where he put his mouth at.
I guarantee you he's going to do that. He's going to put it somewhere.
Okay. Well, as long as he keep it respectfully, we'll be all right.
I guarantee he's going to do it, whether he back it up or not. He's going to do it. You sure? Doc know him.
Yeah, I know him.
Doc know him.
Okay.
Yeah. Him and Roshan, Stutterbug. Yeah.
Where's old Stutterbug at, Doc? I ain't heard from him in a minute.
You in Pontiac. He ain't saying much.
He ain't saying much. Every time I talk to him, he's switching cars. Switching cars and switching motors. He go from Mustang with Niger, and then he go from Mustang to Turbo.
He's on Facebook every week. He got his car, his Malibu, his Mustang, his son Malibu on big rim. Then his other son has bought one of them new Cadillac. He said he's got everybody covered on whatever they want to run, and that's a lie.
Oh boy, this race will get to him, don't it, man?
I'm telling you, he's on Facebook. He got pictures of his Mustang, his Malibu, his son Malibu, and his son's Cadillac. He said they got everything covered. Whatever anybody want to run, they got it all covered. And that's a lie.
Hey, Teo.
I'm listening.
Who is that? What's that rapper's name that's real dark skinned, skinny? Flavor Flay. You remember Flavor Flay?
I do.
Flavor Flay and somebody else had a song out that said, don't Don't believe the hype.
Yeah.
Oh man, yeah. He said he got everybody covered. Okay, don't believe the hype.
He said he got everybody covered in anything they want to run.
You sure his name? You sure his name ain't Kevin Jones? You sure his name is Kevin Jones?
Might be related. Might be related.
So there's two dummies out there, huh?
Maddie Quick and Roshan talks every day. They called each other every day on the phone when he was in Alabama talking about race car. They even called me up last week when they locked something in with me. I said, my cars ain't even been out now. Why would I lock anything up with you right now?
Because they know it's not running or you're not out yet. That's why.
That's Roshan bad about
That's
calling you out
time.
And he know your car's broke.
That's the one thing about the new bread, the new kids coming out. They want to race you when you're down and then talk a whole bunch
that's
of shit.
That's right.
But when you're
right.
out,
yeah.
they're like cockroaches. You turn the lights on, they all run.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. And that's what Roshan do, Stutterbug.
Oh, that's his real name?
No, his name is Roshan. We call him Stutterbug.
I don't know.
Stutterbug.
Oh, Roshan.
Yep.
Wow.
Him and Sam Jameson keep something going every day.
I used to go with a girl a long time ago named Roshan.
Yeah, what
oh,
you said,
man.
You used to.
That'd be easy nowadays, because nowadays that stuff's switching. You never know, so be careful of what you're saying now.
It's funny, that's a name that it shouldn't go with him. Roshan.
Now, what kind of cars is it that they have?
Roshan
got,
he's got
a Mustang and a Malibu.
Well, that pretty much covers the rest of America. They got one of those, one or the other. It seems like those are only, nowadays the only two cars that are out there. It could be more original, like get a Vega or something like that.
Uh-oh.
And they're in Alabama.
Then they be copping off of you, Dale.
Dang.
All right. Doc Gang, you still there?
Yeah.
So what you been up to, bro?
I ain't been up to nothing. I need to go back to work.
You been home lately?
At home? What home?
Arkansas.
No, I ain't been down there since June.
I had to go January the 3rd to bury my cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cold as hell down there, Doc.
Yeah, I know. My sister said it's been cold down there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here, not long ago, it was, they said it was 70-something.
Yeah, it'll switch around. As soon as I leave, they said it jumped up to about 60-something degrees.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was down there, I had to keep everything I had from Michigan on.
What's up, Doc?
What's going on, young fella?
I ain't trying to hang in there. I'm trying to recuperate. Man.
You ain't been doing much, is it?
Man. I caught that stupid old COVID bull crap.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Wow. You got over it, though, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm over it. This side effects. Getting my strength back. Right. I'll be down in the city.
Okay. I ain't doing nothing.
When he come down there to see you, Doc? on your office desk, give him some of that hot spicy concoction you got on there. Clear him right up.
I hear you, Shay. That's all right. I'll be back too. I'll be over there too, sucker.
Hey, I'm trying to give you some antidotes. I got some stuff on this desk, man. That's wilding out. It'll cure damn near anything.
I bet it will. Shit.
Don't let Shay get you messed up, man.
Yeah.
In a minute he gonna be talking about that castor oil.
Oh shuck. Yeah, let him come to my shop. I got some castor oil for it.
Man, don't you even bring that shit up.
Hey, we talking about some sick people here, Teo. Matter of fact, you need to call Unknown and give him some.
I've got some nightmares about castor oil, man. I don't even want to hear that word.
Yeah, we all got some nightmares about that. That's why it's still in the bottle, and I ain't even broke the seal yet. Well, who's my weatherman? So what's the weather gonna be like, Corey? Tomorrow, next week?
It look pretty decent for the week.
So is any of this snow gonna melt?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I hope some of this stuff melts, cause I'm tired of slipping around and I almost bust my ass yesterday.
I know y'all be
one of the last. Get up, Jake, get up.
This supposed to be
I'm keeping quiet. How good I am
prepared.
I'm sorry to hear you.
It's supposed to be pretty nice next week until Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, sure. Then we're going to probably get some more.
Oh, I ain't saying about no snow. You're just saying Saturday and Sunday, it's going to be 74 degrees.
74 degrees?
No, 7.
Oh.
7 and 4 degrees.
You talking about next Sunday?
Yeah, next Sunday instead.
Damn.
Getting cold on the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my Lord. It's 24 degrees there right now. Oh, hell no.
Is that here? It's 13.
Oh, hell no. Oh.
It'll be 21.
Oh, hell no. I don't know how you guys do that, man. I'd be a statue. I'll be honest, man. I would be a statue. I wouldn't move.
Well,
you gotta get used to it, Taylor.
Hey, Richton fell off. I wanted to know today is Woody Sloan's birthday.
Woody Sloan?
Woody Sloan, the owner of Onondaga Racetrack.
Oh.
Yeah, today his birthday.
Oh.
Tony Sloan.
Oh, come on. I gotta look at mine now. See what's going on. Oh yeah, man, I'm keeping my weather compared to yours.
All right, I'm back. I had to make a quick phone call. All right, fellas, y'all got anything that y'all want to talk about, tell about? Speak now, forever hold your peace.
Nah, I'm gonna get off of here.
All right, all right. Yep, I think we all gonna jump up off of here.
Okay, well, I'll see y'all later.
All right, Doc James. Appreciate you coming on.
All right, Doc.
All right.
I'll holler at you next week. Appreciate you. I want to thank everybody for coming here on the Shake and Bake Talk Show. I want to thank Macaroni, another one of our legends. Doc James, another one of our legends. Mr. Carter was on last week, another one of our legends. We're going to collect up as many legends as we can get. Doc James, if you know any legends, give me a holler, give him a buzz, give him my number to the show or to or my cell phone number. We're going to get all the legends we can, and then we're going to have us a Wang Dang Duty party this summer. But with that being said, I want to thank everybody for coming here on the Shake Break Bush Talk Show. Keep your prayers out and open for Brother Unknown. He's got COVID. Hey Doc, Mr. Clean, you still there, Doc? He probably fell off already. He's on my line. Doc, you still there? Hey Doc. Damn it, he probably fell off. But anyway, Mr. Clean had COVID. I'm assuming he's doing pretty good. People, just be a little careful when you go to that hospital. The first thing they want to do is give you an IV, and that's that little needle they stick in you with the little drip supposed to be glucose or saline or something they putting in you. Just be careful. You don't know exactly what they putting in you. People going in there and mess around and getting messed up because I don't trust these doctors. And for those that do know me, I got a video y'all need to see. And I got two or three videos you need to see. And all these videos is going to have you wondering. So just be careful when you go to these hospitals. Guy that I talk to all the time, he say take plenty of vitamin C and vitamin D. You can get that from the health food place. Those two things there is real good at fighting off flus, pneumonia, COVID. I suggest you do it. Go back old school because I don't trust this stuff these doctors are giving you. It seems like every time you go to the hospital, now you got COVID. Well, then tell me something. Why these people at home ain't dying of COVID? Just a thought. All right, we're going to get on up out of here. I want to thank everybody for calling in on the show. We got a chance to talk to some legends, and we'll talk to some more next week. With that being said, put God first in everything you do, and we out of here, people.
All right, John.